This was the big moment. Lockie chooses Irina on The Bachelor.
When I think about our future together, I'm like so excited and like I can't wait to just travel the world and like make all your dreams come true. Irina, I'm so in love with you and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you. I love you too.
Ooh, lovers.
Let's hear how it's going. An update from Lockie and Irina next.
No, they're on the line now.
Oh, right now?
Yes.
Yay. Woo-hoo. Lockie, Irina, are you there?
We are. Good morning.
Oh, gosh, I thought I had to wait another song, but you're here. Guys, firstly, congratulations. We've gone on the journey. How are you?
We're really well now that we finally get to share with everyone how in love with we are and, we get to live our life together.
Oh, now let's, how long ago was this filmed, guys? How long have you known that you're a couple?
Nearly 3 months.
So three months. Okay, so Lockie, I hate taking you back to it, but you know, we've only just all relived it last night. A lot of people talking about the saying I love you or being in love with both the girls. When you watch it back and now 3 months later, how are you feeling about how it all came about at the end and how stressful and emotional that was for you?
I look back and I wouldn't change anything. I think I wanted the girls to know how I felt, and I was in love with two girls. I know it's not the ideal situation, but I just stayed true to myself and said exactly how I was feeling.
Have you spoke to Bella at all about telling her you love her? Because if you tell someone you love them, if I was Bella, I'd be thinking that, he's going to choose me. You can't be in love with two people. Like, that must have hurt her feelings a little bit, don't you think?
Oh, it would have been crushing, but like, at that point, I didn't know what I was going to do. So it wasn't like I'm going to tell this girl I love her and then break her heart. That was never my intention.
Hmm.
No, and Lockie, it's interesting because some bachelors, you all have different experiences. We know that Sam Ward, he was just in love with Shanez from day one and there really wasn't anyone else. But, you know, you can't pick what your journey is and who you're going to fall in love with. And I guess it's ended 3 months ago. Tell us about what's happened in those 3 months. What's an update? Have you been together? I know, Irina, you're from Melbourne. How have you been? Were you in ISO by yourself?
Yeah, so I was in lockdown in Melbourne, for almost 3 months. So that was hard being away from Lockie. And because of that, we have not been able to see each other since finale finished.
Oh,
so wow. How many days have you been together now?
Just 2 days.
Oh. Is all going well?
All going well.
Well, you'd hope so. It's been 2 days. I mean, you'd hope it's going really well.
So how were you catching up? Just like Lockie, we're on The Batch, just a couple of Zoom bath parties and what was happening?
Phone calls, video chat.
We talked to each other for at least 4 hours a day, just going about our day with doing normal stuff. Like, I mean, it was super hard because Irina's been in lockdown and she's also been working as a nurse. But it's been hard, but now we're finally together in the same room, so it's really nice.
And it is a beautiful ending for you both. I've got to say, Irina, and I've been quite public about this, I was always Team Irina. So I think you chose well, Lockie, personally.
Thank you.
And I don't like bringing this stuff up because I know you just want to be happy and move on with it. But I guess because we've all invested in it, I have to bring up that, I think you handled yourself brilliantly, Irina, through the whole Bella fallout. That was tough. That was a friendship. She decided to make it quite public. And I also thought, Lockie, that the episode where Bella came to you and basically dobbed on Irina and you did say, wow, that's a different side. For me, that was game over for Bella, if I'd been in love, fall in love with her. Was that part of, maybe you changed your perception on her a little bit? Did that hinder her chances?
Well, yeah, I think it did because I just saw this side of Bella that, like, I was falling for. And then I saw a side that I was kind of like, oh, I haven't seen that before. And it didn't really sit with me too well. But I don't know, she just batted those big brown eyes.
Got back in.
Yeah, the good eyes. Hey, Irina, now we've asked every, and Boxy, we have watched the show and Boxy's team, you, and we've asked every contestant that's come off. We had Izzy on yesterday and past contestants about what was said between you and Bella. Now, everyone was saying it was off camera, it was said off camera, but no one's really told us what was said. But we spoke to Bella earlier this morning, and she did say that there was a lot of rumours about she spoke to you about body shaming you. Is that correct?
Oh, there's been so many things being thrown around, and, you know, Bella and I had an incredible friendship, and I think the fact that we're both falling in love with Lockie was the, you know, biggest catalyst and the biggest reason why we sort of ended our friendship. And, you know, there's a lot of he said this, she said that, but, you know, I've stayed true to myself. I never once spoke to Lockie about any of the girls, and, we're no longer friends, and that's okay. I just hope that, you know, she finds happiness and that she gets some closure from this.
You were very dignified, Irina, and I think that's a wonderful attribute, and I could see why, Lockie, you'd appreciate that in Irina. And now I've got to quickly talk about your post last night, Lockie, because you did write a beautiful, glowing post about your new love and girlfriend. But when you said baby mama, guys, have you got news for us?
Yeah, well, guys, some big news. We are not pregnant.
Future
yeah, well,
baby
we would have
mama.
Had to do it pretty bloody quick. We've only seen each other for 2 days.
Yeah, that would be extraordinary in lockdowns.
I work quick.
Yeah, wow.
No, I mean, that's the thing is with Irina, I see that. I see myself marrying her. I see having kids, and that's the plan, but not for a while. I'm not too sure what time. We're just going to do what we've got planned so far and see what happens from there.
And what is that?
Ring I yet, think bro?
Sorry?
Have you picked out a ring yet?
I'm terrible at picking rings, but yeah. I'm sure I'll be able to find something.
Now, Irina, I read, and you can't believe everything you read, obviously, but are you're in Sydney now, so you've and is the plan to now head over to Perth? Are you about to move in together? Is this what's happening?
Yeah, so, I last minute resigned from work and, made the call to move to Perth to be with Lockie. So, yeah, it's all kind of just happened in the last couple of weeks, but... Yeah, we've spent enough time apart and, you know, I want to spend the rest of my life with him. So why wait? And, I'm heading over to the other side.
Well, it's a loss for us, Irina.
Hey, Lockie, just a quick one, mate. I know you love going to Bali and we love Bali. We've been to Bali as a team a fair bit. How is Bali going, mate? Because you've got a business over there. How are the people of Bali going?
The people of Bali, they're struggling. I'm still paying my staff over there, but... they're all doing it pretty hard. They don't get JobKeeper or JobSeeker.
No.
There is still some local tourism and stuff, but, they're doing it pretty hard.
Well, good on you, still paying their wages. Well done.
Yeah, good stuff. And we're very happy for you and relocating together. And, Lockie, of course, your mum didn't help much. She just said to pick both of them. So that wasn't overly helpful.
Yeah, I love her to death. But, she didn't help me out too much.
No. She almost wasted the first 15 minutes of the episode, I thought. She didn't help narrow it down at all. Anyway, that was great stuff. And congratulations
good
to both
guys.
Of them, guys. We're happy for them. Lockie and Irina, thank you.
Thank you.